Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Right now, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, who has joined us every Monday morning during the coronavirus crisis, is with us. You know, she is also an OBGYN physician here in Henrico, and I really appreciate you coming on this morning. Maybe we should just start with the coronavirus situation. What's your assessment of the numbers this morning? It didn't seem to me that it grew. The death rate didn't go up. The death numbers did not go up dramatically over the weekend. Is that what you're seeing as well?
It is, and thanks for having me again, John.
Yes,
and
of course.
I will say, you know, sometimes it's a little hard to work through the Virginia Department of Health website to get to the two variables, the two data points that we need to be tracking to decide how Virginia is doing and if we are on the right track as we are out in public more. And the first one is percent of positive tests. And that continues to be on a downward slope. We're doing a lot more testing, and the percent that come back positive are lower and lower. And that's exactly where we want to be, and that's a trajectory that we need to see sustained.
Now, how is that possible? Sorry to interrupt you. How is that actually possible? Have we just kind of stomped out the total number of people who could spread the disease?
There's a couple of things that are happening. We're coming off of the most important thing that's happening is that we're doing more tests. And so you can't report the whole number of how many people are cumulatively positive or how many people, you know, how many more tests we have positive and have that be any kind of measure of where we are in the curve or the disease process. What we have to look at is what percent of the tests we do are positive. The more tests we do, the lower the percent positive. So the biggest issue is the denominator, how many more people are we testing? But it's also in a trend and a pattern. It was interesting early on when we started testing, we were testing symptomatic people and people who had been exposed. Really, no more than 20% of the tests we did were ever positive. So now we're down in the low teens, and that's one of the benchmarks that we have to have, and we have been for really about 4 weeks now, which is why I keep advocating it's safe for us to reopen the economy. Our goal is not that we will have no positives, because that's an unrealistic goal. This is something that's going to be around a long time, but the goal is that it's manageable and none of the things that we do make it spike again.
Yeah.
Same for deaths. And so both of those are down, and I think that's really good news.
And you would anticipate that we would stay on this trajectory even with presumably people interacting a little more normally over the weekend?
Those are the best models we have. That's what's happened in Florida and Alabama. And Alabama have been open for 3 to 4 weeks. And despite being, they're in phase one, but a much more aggressive phase one than we have. And I think they're beyond phase one now. They're really opening up their economies, and they have continued and maintained their downward trajectory on both of those data points.
Yeah. I have a rescheduled annual physical for Friday, and I talked to the nurse and said, look, I'd like to get tested for the antibodies to see if I had this when I got back from my trip over New Year's. I mean, I would like to know, Did I have it? Have I not had it? Do you think that someone who is concerned about that will be able to get that test? And is that what does that mean, positive or negative, if someone were to go to a doctor at this stage and try to check on that?
So there's a lot of variables in play. One is there are a lot of tests out there that haven't been validated. Mm-hmm. And so which antibody you test, have a conversation with your doctor on that because they're going to know. It's interesting, there's actually a business in Chesterfield that developed an antibody test based on the protocols and how we know to develop those tests. And they tested it on over 9,000 individuals, and they were able to benchmark it. So it was one of the FDA and CDC will approve certain tests for emergency. They're not like recommended tests, but they have like an emergency stamp of approval on them, mm-hmm. and that is one. But the tests vary in sensitivity and specificity. Are they actually sensitive? Means they pick up everybody that has antibodies. Specificity, that they're actually specific to this COVID-19. Hmm. And then the final question is, once you have immunity, we're assuming this is one of the many, many, many illnesses and viruses we have that you won't ever get it again, but we don't know that for sure. So it would be interesting to know, but it's more of a point of interest now than it is anything that we know exactly how to, project or kind of develop any opinion from.
If you go to the doctor, get the test, it comes back that you've had it and you suffered through it, didn't even know you were dealing with it, or you just thought it was the flu or a cold, does that mean that you can then interact with people who are at risk of being very sick or dying without fear? My situation, can I now go to my parents' house without the mask on and not worry about accidentally killing them? Or not to be dramatic about it, but that's what's in my head.
And it's a great question. And the frustrating answer is we don't know. Mm-hmm. So we think, for healthcare providers that are positive, I think they have a much higher level of reassurance as they're on the front lines with COVID. But remember, healthcare providers have made up only about 3% of the positive tests as we go forward. So they're already doing a good job. I think it's in hand washing.
Yeah.
So I think that I would fit certainly one more check in the box in the column of I'm not as worried about this if you have the antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still be cautious because we don't know if you can get it again. We don't know if you could be carrying virus. We don't know if masks work. I mean, it's just a time of incredible uncertainty. And I think often in medicine, we're able to make choices of not 100% that's going to fix our problem or prevent further problems, but it's a prudent step to take until we figure out more. I think that's where we are on masks. Everybody wants to argue about an article they've seen about how they don't work. I get it. I know. But we don't have an absolute answer. And wouldn't you rather wear a mask and get back to work than not get back to work? And I think we have to deal with psyche.
Yeah, I think that's a very legitimate point. And I heard you talking to Jeff Katz on Friday when I was listening to his program while I was out. And I'm frustrated with the governor, and I don't like the directive, but I agree with you. I think, especially as it relates to my family members, I'd rather err on the side of caution. I think that's a reasonable thing to do, taking the politics out of it and kind of the overreach, I think, by the governor. We're talking to State Senator Siobhan Donovan, and let me tell my producer back in the studio that I know we're running long, and we'll just have to make some adjustments, but I can't let you go without bringing up this weekend. I'm appalled by the lack of response and the lack of public, loud, clear condemnation of violence against innocent people by the governor and by the mayor, to be honest with you. I don't think their statements were strong enough, bold enough, or soon enough. And I think a lot of Richmonders who have no reason to have suffered are going to suffer going forward based on that inaction. Am I being unfair? What is your assessment of what you saw this weekend, if I can kind of spring that on you?
Well, I think they're the ones that have the power to make decisions. They have the executive authority. to lead and to decide. And I will start by saying I saw, like everybody else did, the video of Mr. Floyd and all the police officers standing around while he was being held down. And I have never seen anything like that in my life. And I'm so horrified. And I understand why people are upset. It was inhumane. And, you know, I think that's something that I really, really try to focus on as a legislator is to focus on finding the humanity in every situation and using that as the real measure of response. And that was inhumane. And I'm heartbroken, horrified, and enraged. But there's, you know, I think you've got to look at the humanity in every situation, and rioting and pillaging doesn't help fix the problem, and it creates other problems. I'm equally heartbroken to read about the business owners and individuals that were hurt. I'm so glad that Henrico has community policing, and Hanover has the amazing community-based sheriff's office that they have. I'm so happy that they've had crisis intervention training with our police officers so that they can intervene in a bad situation and say, stop. So I think it is a tragedy renewed again and again and again. And it's just some, you know, we really, I'm so glad last night was better. But you're right. I think the people who have the executive ability to execute on decisions on a minute-to-minute, day-to-day basis need to be the ones that do it, and they need to lead with clarity and a sense of humanity.
Well, they certainly didn't hesitate to assert themselves back in January in advance of the Second Amendment peaceful protest at the Capitol. Boy, you would have thought the world was about to end and that there was about to be an invasion from a foreign army with the loud condemnations about violence and the warnings and the state of emergency that was put in place even before the first person showed up at the Capitol. And here you've got people torching buildings and threatening to kill people in downtown Richmond. And I'm looking around. I stayed up till about 3 o'clock in the morning, Saturday night into Sunday morning, and it was just silence. And I find that appalling. And I, you know, while the city of Richmond is on fire, these people are what? Offering excuses and, you know, passive appreciations for how everybody can be upset and ignoring the fact that there's violence in the streets and innocent people are being hurt. I find it absolutely outrageous. But, you know, I hear what you're saying. I appreciate you being candid about it. Siobhan Donovan is a state senator and doctor from Henrico and Hanover, and I appreciate that you have joined us for the last couple of weeks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.